Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa School of Social Work, offering the opportunity to earn a master's degree from anywhere in Iowa, including an all-online MSW program. Information at socialwork.uiowa.edu.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. The Des Moines School District started classes online last week to protect students and teachers from spreading COVID-19. This week, however, the Des Moines School Board agreed to move the district toward a hybrid learning plan. That's a mix of virtual and in-class teaching that would comply with state requirements. And this would only happen once COVID-19 spread in Polk County declines further. Now, some parents in the district have been saying their children need to get back to in-person learning so they can get support that they cannot get from home. Nancy Marazzi is one of those parents. She's a mother of a 17-year-old in the Des Moines public school system and founder and executive director of something called Pi 515. Nancy Marazzi, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What is your reaction to the, it was a 4-3 decision Tuesday by the school board to move the district toward hybrid learning? What's your reaction?
I actually was a little bit disappointed because I think they're not considering all the students in their decisions because Des Moines Public School serves a very diverse group of young students. There's over 100 languages spoken in that school district. So there's a lot of young people that are going to the school that have language barriers. Mm. And I really don't think that was really considered when that decision was made.
Mm-hmm. And so you have been pushing for more in-person learning for longer than COVID has been around, I think. Tell us a little bit about this organization you lead and you founded, Pi 515, and the population in Des Moines that you are aiming that at.
So first of all, I'm pushing more for an option. I believe that parents who want their kids to stay home absolutely should also have an option, just the same way should be given to parents who would rather send their kids even for a couple of days to school. So Pi 515 actually stands for Pursuit of Innovation. It's a program that I started 6 years ago today. We aim low-income students. Started the program mainly with refugees, but right now I have a combination of young people who are all low-income students. What we're trying to do is not only teaching them a tech skill, we actually teach them how to program computers. Besides that, we actually are helping close the digital gap, which has existed in our school district for a very long time. As most people don't realize this, Des Moines Public School did not have one-to-one computers. So we've been trying to close that gap because those students do not have access to technology at home. Mm-hmm. So what we do at Pi is very simple. We work with amazing partners, companies that come and teach my high school classes for me. Then we hire high school students. We actually pay them very good, $15 an hour, to teach in the middle school program. Mm-hmm. And right now we're trying to see if we can start an apprenticeship because IET is the future. We talk about future of work. Our kids in the school district are really, really behind for those skills. And as you guys know right now, things are switching. Automation is taking everything. We have AI, machine learning. We need kids learning that right now in high school. So we're pushing that.
Yeah, and Nancy, you say that, the education system, as you described, has been, to whatever extent, failing students for years. Yeah. And this pandemic that we've had for several months is highlighting that, in your opinion.
It is. And here's the thing. Kids are very, very smart. Kids are very quick to adapt, to change. We adults are very stubborn a little bit. We're not adapting to this change quicker. What the pandemic has done has just shifted how workforce delivery is going to be done, right? So number one, when you go to a checking store right now or a grocery store, what are you seeing? Automation, all those machines, self-checkouts. And that's just going to get worse. We've been comfortable. Most of us have been able to work from home during the pandemic. Food, how were you getting your food? It was being delivered to you for most people that were able to afford that.
Yep.
So things are just going to get quicker, change quicker. Our children probably are never going to ever learn how to drive cars. They are probably going to be using self-driving cars. So what are we doing? We haven't taught kids how to get ready for that future, and that future is switching, it's such an economical emergency in my case that we are really behind. We need digital literacy in our schools. Most of our kids that we know are not very good at digital literacy. Half of them can't even upload a document, something that, you know, every person knows it's quite simple, right? So our education system is really, really behind. And when we're talking digital literacy, we're not talking about keyboarding classes.
Yeah.
So part of your message here, what I'm hearing too, is, okay, for those listening, parents listening, saying, for health reasons, you understand the health reasons of having kids learn virtually, but there is a population, and the population you speak of in the Des Moines public schools may not have the equipment at home as many people have to engage in really effective online virtual learning.
They right now, the equipment, I think, has been solved. They're using Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is very spotty. So there are times that Wi-Fi is not very reliable. And the issue we know that exists is those kids are not able to work effectively at home because they don't have support. Most of them don't know how to use the computers.
Okay, support, you mean in-person support is what you're talking about?
Absolutely. We need in-person support, yes.
But to be clear, how do you answer the concerns of the parents who say, you know, I don't, right now, and I think that the school board made this clear, until the COVID spread in Polk County declines further, there will be no move to hybrid. What about the concerns that will exist even after that decline is by parents and students that, you know, they don't want to spread COVID?
So here's the population that we're talking about. Well, I just say we need an option, right? So for those parents, they can have an option. Just have the students, your students at home, right? They can do virtual learning. So the population I'm talking about, most of them, their parents work at meat plants, right?
They work at meat plants in the Des Moines area in Polk County.
They're working in Perry. We have some even going to Marshalltown, and that's, you know, 45 minutes sometimes of a drive from Des Moines, right?
Okay.
Those families have been affected greatly by COVID. All of us remember the stories back earlier this year. Unfortunately, they're by law, they have to go to work. Everybody knows that, where they're required to go to work. So what is happening to those students? They already suffered through that. There was a gap right there. The gap that they have right now is just continuing to exist and get greater and larger. So what are we asking of those parents as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no choice. They have to go to work. And their kids are home. Nobody's helping those kids. I know of a parent who I talked to 2 days ago. She emailed me and said she's taking her daughter to work. She's a single mother. I don't know how long you can sustain taking your own kid to work.
Right.
That's difficult. So there has to be options for those parents who are really, really struggling at the moment.
What reaction are you getting to your message? Have you been getting lately to your message that you've just described to us?
There's a lot of parents who've called me. Actually, a lot of parents are very grateful that some parents are speaking up. And I'm starting to see that with time, I think more parents are going to be speaking up. And I think the school board really needs to listen to their voice as well.
All right. You said at the start that you're not happy entirely with the Des Moines School Board's movement. It's a movement this week. It's agreed to move the district toward a hybrid learning plan once the COVID-19 spread in Polk County declines further. To end our conversation, remind us, what are your most immediate goals now as the founder and executive director of PI-515?
For us, immediate goals right now is, of course, recruiting students for our next class. Secondly, we're doing community support for some of these parents. I know of at least three churches around me, including mine, where we are asking some parents to stop in, if need be, so that we can volunteer and help those students. Mm-hmm. But it's not sustainable because we don't have enough volunteers all day to help the students with their learning. So our immediate goal right now, I think, is to try and continue recruiting students and just pushing on that. We really need to be very aggressive in how we're educating our kids for future jobs.
Okay. In closing, tell us how listeners can find out more about your organization, PI 515. It's PI 515. This is an organization that you founded to empower refugee and underserved youth to achieve success. How can people find out more about it?
It's so simple. Just go to pi515.org, pi515.org. And we're really, really excited about this year as well. We just closed a partnership with Facebook to introduce a curriculum throughout the state. And we're looking for more schools to partner with. We really think there's an urgency in educating young people today for future skills and future jobs.
Well, thank you for this conversation. Nancy Marazzi, a mother in the Des Moines public school system and the founder and executive director of PI 515. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.